From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, July the 10th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Ryan Anglim is reporting in the Daily Mail that the proposed $2.5 million Black Bridge Rehabilitation Project was unveiled at a meeting of the Catskill Village Board on Wednesday, July the 8th. The plan includes the construction of a new deck, railing, and lighting system. The sewer line carried by the bridge will be temporarily supported and then reattached to the new deck system. The existing gas line will be removed and the structure repainted as well. Once completed, the 130-year-old bridge would again be open for use by pedestrians and cyclists. It was closed to the public in 2010 because of its deteriorating condition. The Black Bridge was a part of the Catskill Mountain Railway, but has not carried trains since the rail service ended in 1918. The design proposal must now receive approval by the State Department of Transportation before promised funding can be accessed. The renovation is expected to begin in April of 2016. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that Hudson Mayor William H. Hallenbach Jr. has challenged presumptive Democratic candidate Tiffany Martin Hamilton to debate sometime during the month of October. Hamilton previously attempted to schedule a series of debates in July, but the two-term Republican declined, saying it was inappropriate to engage before petitions were filed. Hamilton's nominating petitions were filed with the Columbia County Board of Elections on June the 30th. She said she favors a number of debates and that three would be better than two. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Jessica Bakeman is reporting at Capitol, New York, that the State Education Department will award a $44 million contract for the development of state exams to Questar Assessment Incorporated, a Minneapolis-based testing company. Questar will replace the London-based education publishing giant Pearson. The contract with Questar will run for 5 years and include an option for the computer-based test. The agreement requires that teachers be part of the test development process. Questar won the contract through a competitive bid. Four companies submitted proposals to develop the test, according to the department. The agreement with Questar must be approved by the Attorney General and the Comptroller. You can read that full story at Capitol, New York. Diane Pinero Zucker in the Daily Freeman is reporting that a Columbia County Sheriff's deputy was fired for secretly taking nude photos of a woman and posting them on the Internet, the sheriff said on July the 9th. The day before, Thomas G. Bagnell, 28, of Hudson, admitted in court that he took and posted the photos and pleaded guilty to the felony of unlawful surveillance. Judge Jonathan Nichols issued an order of protection on behalf of the victim. Bagnell will remain free until sentencing on September the 2nd, according to Columbia County Sheriff David Bartlett. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And in our final story, Yosef Velasquez and Ozzie Pabara report in the Capitol, New York, that on July the 8th, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo signed an executive order naming Attorney General Eric Schneiderman special prosecutor on cases with police-involved civilian deaths. During a press conference at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice, Cuomo said, and I quote, "The situation that we're addressing is a crisis. It's a crisis in the state and it's a crisis nationwide. It is a crisis of confidence in the criminal justice system and a crisis of trust. The system does not work without trust. When a community doesn't have trust for the fairness of the criminal justice system, it creates anarchy," end quote. You can read that full story at Capitol, New York. And now for the weekend weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a cloudy day through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a temperature high near 81 degrees. But Friday night it will be clear with a low around 58. The forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Saturday it will be sunny with a high near 85 degrees. Saturday night it will be clear with a low around 61. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 88. Sunday night partly cloudy with a low around 66. And on Monday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 84 degrees. Monday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 67. Sunrise today was at 5:29 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:32 p.m., providing 15 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 10th day of July, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.